They too are raised for their body parts. And yet, perhaps because it is so familiar, we do not even see this, or comment, or think about it, or appear to care. Consider how difficult it has been for the greatest minds of Western culture to break free from what I like to call pseudo-speciation, seeing the world in terms of us and them. Aristotle's theory of natural slavery is a good example. Some men are born, he said, to be slaves, like animals. They are both owned, are both property. According to Aristotle, this is because both animals and slaves lack logos, that is, speech, as opposed to noise. A natural slave is a barbarian, and a barbarian does not speak Greek. He speaks a language of pure noises,